The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, November the 27th, 2017. Hola, Bardophiles, and welcome to the 179th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, the New York Times ran a fun piece on how to memorize Shakespeare. No, seriously, it's a fun piece. Writer's Digest ran a piece on how Shakespeare can make you a better writer. The Chicago Tribune reviewed The Book of Will by North Light Theater running in the Windy City through December 17th, praising the comedy that follows efforts by Shakespeare's friends to publish his plays to make sure that they survive. The review calls the play terrific. The Austin Chronicle reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Austin Shakespeare, running in the Texas Capitol through this weekend, calling it gently humorous entertainment. WBUR Public Radio reviewed Julius Caesar by Actors Shakespeare Project, running through December 17th, calling the all-female production both muscular and sinister. Wicked Local also reviewed the production running in Boston, calling the show intriguing. And finally, DC Metro Theater Arts reviewed Twelfth Night by Shakespeare Theater Company in our nation's capital, and from how I read this, I'm not quite sure if they liked the Airport Lounge set production. Broadway World also reviewed the production running through December 20th, calling it intriguing and a darker re-examination of a familiar tale. The Washington Post also reviewed it and called it a marvelous, comprehensive atlas of the comic world Shakespeare offers up. And DC Theater Scene also reviewed it, calling it the darkest, most melancholy production of a Shakespeare comedy the reviewer had ever seen. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On November the 21st, 1999, British writer, actor, raconteur, and provocateur Quentin Crisp died. He appeared in a 65-minute art film version of Hamlet as Polonius. As Helen Mirren doubled the role of Gertrude and Ophelia, it's not nearly as cool as it sounds. Trust me. On November the 22nd, 1930, Peter Hall was born. He was an English theater and film director, as well as the founder of the Royal Shakespeare Company. On November the 23rd, 1971, Peter Brook's adaptation of King Lear starring Paul Scofield was released in the U.S. The film divided critics rather intensely. On November the 24th, 1394, Charles, Duke of Orléans, was born. Depicted as the Duke of Orléans in Henry V, he was at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415. He was uninjured, was found under a pile of bodies, then captured and taken prisoner to England. He was freed through negotiation some 25 years later. On November 25th, 1951, novelist Charlene Harris was born. Known primarily for her Sookie Stackhouse novels, which were the basis of the HBO series True Blood, she has also written a series of mysteries starring a character named Lily Bard, set in the rural Arkansas town of Shakespeare. Save for the name of the detective in the town, there's no Shakespearean references. On November the 26th, 1928, John Barton, noted British theater director, was born. Along with Peter Hall, he co-founded the Royal Shakespeare Company. In the early 1980s, he ran a 9-session television workshop called Playing Shakespeare that's just a fantastic video resource. On November 27th, 1582, the marriage license for William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway was issued at the Episcopal Register at Worcester. Shakespeare was only 18 and Anne Hathaway 8 years his senior and pregnant. And that was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending November the 27th, 2017. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the Real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast. Check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.